name on high. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
It is a paradox that the first becomes the last, and then the last becomes the first.
Na sa semi bia wo so se ni a wadi kan no obeba be die chire na ni o wa chire no wakodi kan.
But ladies and gentlemen, it is a prophetic situation that will take place, that the first will become the last, and the last will become the first. It is a prophetic situation that is taking place right now.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Although it may not make sense that the first becomes last and the last becomes first, yet it is a reality and it is happening.
Na eya sebia at teach say Bible say ni odi kan no baba be di akire na ni odi akire no baba be di kan na ya de a enkom se asem na ya de a abem na gusora eya adwuma wodi ne ho a wonte ase na su onyame kom se asem na de sa asem ya ba.
It is a paradox for Isaac to be blessed more than Ishmael, although Ishmael was the firstborn of Abraham, and according to Jewish law, Ishmael must be blessed more than Isaac. But it is a contradiction that is true. That although Ishmael was the firstborn, he was not as blessed as Isaac.
Na ewo mo se wo hwe Jew amemre num anka bakan ene wo so nyina nhyrapa. Na so Abraham ma nka Ishmael ene se so nya nhyra na so amanisa Isaac na oye na chiri ba no onu mom nya nhyra esin Ishmael. Eya se bia wo de totu ho enye ye na so.
It is a prophetic mystery and paradox that right from the womb, it was said that Jacob, who was the second born, was going to be greater than his brother Esau. Because according to Jewish laws, it should not be the case. It's a contradiction which is true.
Na yeshe eye Jacob ni Esau sua onu podie eshasientem ne ma menyim no na ne aka se atakakra. Ebenyanim ase atapani na wo hwe jumra no ma anka manisa nanso eya no kra esiye.
Ladies and gentlemen, it looks like a mistake for Joseph to have the birthright when the firstborn Reuben and the secondborn Simeon are all there, yet the genealogy is reckoned first of all on Joseph. It is a mystery, ladies and gentlemen, that Ephraim, who is the second born of Joseph, should be blessed more than Manasseh, who is the firstborn. It is a paradoxical situation. Yet, I believe that God has created this world, and there are countless examples of paradoxes, things that are contradictions of spiritual laws, but yet are true.
Na wo hwe Joseph so a ne nuanom panifo nyina ho so e pa hyehye wom e menhyira no e ba be di Joseph wo hwe Manasseh so ene ne nua Ephraim a emra ne na na hyira no oda ne nsa no obi ya so oda ne no se da bi se ne ama ye ne na sa na nye itin hyira ne ba be di Ephraim ho e sansa anka sese ko Manasseh ho enya ama ne sa na wo hwe mu a eyankom hyesem a ye no kra abem na gusara eye adwuma yade toto anke benya nsem bebre aka ho.
A paradox occurs when God crosses his hands and then he moves on to give you something that you do not deserve.
Na sasem si wo bre wo nyame ochea nsa no na ode nia anke nsese ba wo ho no de bre wo.
And I want you to know today that the Lord has crossed his hands over your life.
Hallelujah.
And he is going to work a spiritual paradox in your life.
Receive it.
Although you do not deserve it, Yet God is going to contradict things
Hallelujah.
Right before your eyes.
Hallelujah.
That in spite of that negative situation,
yes.
that cancels you out of the blessing.
Amen.
The negative may be there,
yes.
but the blessing is coming upon
Hallelujah.
Your life because of the cross
I
of Jesus.
It. Na me kachira wo ebia na tibia wotim ne waka wo se senhira no enka ma wo so na so ene onya meti na hwenwa mu na wadane ne sa ne dia to wo so se ewom se enka wo se wukodi ni benkum de na so ene onya me ne di wo di ni fa amane enka sesa ba wo so no aye nhira na na se nimnie ne papa no ebe ba wo so.
Lift up your hands and get ready for the blessing. In the New Testament we see spiritual contradictions in the prodigal son having the best robe and having the ring of authority
yeah.
that naturally should have been given to the elder brother.
Yeah.
And Jesus Christ was not just telling a parable. That parable is a prophetic situation of life in Christ.
Mm.
That people who do not deserve it,
mm.
that people who naturally should not have it,
mm.
that the people who are the second choice,
mm.
that the unlikely people
mm.
are rather going to be blessed. Hallelujah. And I want you to understand that this is a reality that we have by the cross of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Na ya sha apanfo fronum so a eya oba de sefo na oba ya pe ne papa coat papa bi a she ne wardrobe no yi osimo fan she no owie no ma ne ka a kire se wo tumi obetumi a she mra na ka ya ka bakan ya big brother ya wa bra ena ka wo so nya na so ama ne sa esisan ye bi ba mu enti ya ka ni aya po no ni aya fa ne nya hwe ni aka ya kan ya yan kan nu mam no emre no so a wonya me na de watare na wo ka ebe hye wo.
I want you to understand that God counts you in. And God is going to manifest himself in a way to you that
mm.
you did not even ask for it, you did not even pray for
yes.
it, you did
yes.
not even seek it,
yes.
just because of
yes.
the grace of prophetic paradoxes.
Hallelujah.
God is going to work that thing in your life.
Na me pesa wo ti ase so nyame afra wo di wabam enu ti ade bia na nka wanwe ne hoda ada ye bia nka wanso da ade bia waye wadwo sa wo di nka nka hoda onyame ebe ma sa de no aba wo so.
Bible says that God in our text chose Gentiles
mm.
that he refers to as a foolish nation.
Na onyame kan wana semu se amamufo no se yeyem oman bi aye nim hwe.
Foolish because the Bible says is a fool who says there is no God and who worship other idols apart
yeah.
from the God of Israel. So he says that he chooses the foolish people and he is going to use them to anger the wise people, so to speak.
Na onyame asem na ye kenkan no maye ti ase se o se Bible mo ka se obi a onim nyansa che se obi a na akuma mo se onyame bi ani ho na wo som ahoni na onyame asem maye ti ase se o se odisa oman no aye amemufo no odibetwe no kuma kire Israel ma.
But I like Isaiah because what Moses said, what I just told you about a foolish nation and all that, Isaiah was very bold. It takes boldness to proclaim the word of God. If you are not bold, you cannot look upon a people who have no hope and tell them that God has got plans for them. It takes a lot of boldness, a lot, in fact, special faith for you to look at somebody who is hopeless and say that God is going to use you and God has got such a blessing for
yeah.
you. And that is the boldness of Isaiah.
Now,
the Bible says that Isaiah is very bold and he said, I was found of them who sought me not. And I was made manifest unto them. That's talking about us Gentile Christians who did not ask after God.
Now, we Isaiah na onya kukudro do kan se onyame se wonu ma wan hwehwe no no onu onyame yi ni hwa di de trem na wonu ma oman pene no po obetena wo montem.
You see, God has got a way that he relates with us Gentiles. It started from the very foundation of our calling, our being engrafted into the plan of God, into the anointings of God, the covenant and the graces of God.
na ehyase wo bra wo nyame ontwe yan ba ne nchan e wo sa apam ni adom na wo de frɛ yan nu.
The Bible says that we did not ask for it, we did not seek him, but he revealed himself unto people who were not looking for him. He shows up and says, here I am.
Na onyame ayi ne ho de kyerɛ wonu mu a na wo mu hwehwɛ nipo no yi ne ho de kyerɛ wo sɛ ɔno ni onyame.
It is a paradox of existing spiritual laws for people who are not looking for God to find God. It is a spiritual paradox, ladies and gentlemen, for people who did not ask for the thing to receive the thing. But that is the Bible, and that is the way that God dealt with us in the first place. Our salvation came to us because God chose that although you are not looking for me, here I am. Although you have not asked for the blessing, receive it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I want you to know the way that he started us on our Christian life, that is the way that he is going to carry us through. By the grace of the Lord,
hallelujah,
it is going to be a spiritual paradox that the things that we did not look for, God makes it available
hallelujah
unto us. Hallelujah.
Na domne ye kese mankrofo bi pa na nko mu hia sa domno na se de sunsum nyoma ba bra na so ya nokra no sara no nyame so be ye wo ya bra bom nyoma ye hwehwe ye hia ni aye misa ye mpo no nyame de beba se enu ni emonje.
I want you to understand that there may be things that naturally disqualifies you. There may be things that if it is in your life, you can never be blessed. But I want you to know that God is canceling out those natural things. And supernaturally, by his own sovereignty,
hallelujah,
he is taking a plan and he is doing an operation and he is grafting us. He is grafting you into the anointing. He is grafting you into the blessing. He is grafting you into graces that naturally you should not have.
Yes.
And it is a paradox. It is contradictory, yet it is true. Hallelujah. That is why I want your faith to be strong and never give up. When you look at your natural situation, you may look at it and disqualify yourself, but I want you to understand that God qualifies you.
Hallelujah.
That thing that you think disqualifies you does not scare God at all. He rather looks at it and he says that I need it in your life so that I can bless you, and when I bless you, everybody will know that there is a God in Israel.
Hallelujah.
There is a God of love who blesses his people.
Na ebia na wo show ho a enhyire bi wo ho ensese ba wo nchan. Ebia wo hwe wo school awadwa wo hia posa wo be managing director na wo be ti adwuma afa nkrofo na so na me pesa wo ti asense onyame hwe wo ti bia wo wo mu no onyame di osire sasa wa ye na dwin so be hira na opesa dia no wo hu na wa hira wo ama so hira wo wi a obi antumi nyina ba bi nkasa wo na wa ye na nipa nyina be kasa we die we nkwa die efi onyame.
I want to prophesy to somebody that God is about to reveal himself unto you, give you insight in a way that you didn't ask for it.
Receive it. Na me shan koma go bi so se onyame be ma ohunu mu bi a wan mi sample ono anyame ne de be ma.
He is about to bless you in a way that you did not pray for it, in a way that you did not expect, in fact in a way that you did not imagine. But God is going to do it for you because he has an agenda for your life. And his agenda, his counsel is going to stand for your life.
Hallelujah.
In spite of those things,
hallelujah,
God is able to do it. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20 says that now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above what you ask for, what you imagine, what you expect, according to the power that is at work in us,
hallelujah,
unto him be glory in the church throughout all ages, throughout all ages, not in the first century or maybe in some future time. He says that throughout all ages, world without end, God wants to show himself as somebody who does above your imagination and above your prayer. Lift up your faith. Lift up yourself. Remember the cross. It is not you who deserve it, but by the grace of the cross, undeserved blessing is coming upon the Ephraims of our lives.
I receive it. Nyame pesa woti asense wo nyame ne obeye no enye se ne ahu wonti na oyɛ na mmom oyɛ se ne nmu nyam hyebedadi ewom se nyoma bebre sisi wakwan de na nso wo nyame ese wo beye wakan wo efisofo nwuma se ɔse ɔno nyame no obeye asre ne awa wabɔ ho mpa ye ne awa so hu daye ne awa dwene ɔno nyame ne beye ama wa brusade nyina no se ɔno yo nyame oyɛ ɔdɔ na ne awa hye se wo beye no bibibia ya ni wo ebetumi asini kwan na o yesu ma yen monyam dia ma awonto to aso nyina wanka se emfie wo ye nima na emfie wo ye chi o si yen dada wonto to aso nyina obeye sade na mai.
Tell the person sitting by you, this is how God is moving with Gentiles.
Na ka se sa no nyame ani o memufo na nte.
He started as when we did not deserve it,
o sa se wo brempo na nka yen sepo,
and he will continue on this line with us.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wow.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
The Gentile age is closing in.
Na eya amemu mre no eyade a etum.
But before it closes, God is going to manifest himself to people who did not say that, "Where are you, Lord?"
Na obnyame bayi ne hu akira wonum a omo ankampo se wonyame wo wa he.
Because God always declares the end from the beginning. The way that he starts you is a prophecy of the way he's going to end you. If he started you when we did not ask for him, but he manifested himself, he's going to end up in the same way with us. When we do not look for him, he will manifest himself.
Onyame ono ni anwa wie no na wa sha sia dada o kansa wa ye eno ti se de ono otumi yi ni wadi chen wo bran ye misa yan hwehwe numpo no sa onyame na ni e befa sa kwan yi su ade enso akwa wie ye.
Tell the person sitting by you, get ready for a miracle.
Na kacha ni otun chance se
get ready for a miracle.
Sa ubenya nyoma kesie bi wo wa bra
ko. You know what, that is another name for a paradox. It's a miracle.
Na paradox no ni din bi oni anwanwade e.
That plenty and lack can stay together, and light and darkness can be together, and good and bad can be together. Yeah. It's a miracle in itself.
Yeah. Na se papa ne bone be nante abom ni awo ni ni awo bebom ni awo jira ho ni ni okutu ho mu nyina bebom ni nyina eyade a eyehu ni bia.
Science has taken over the world.
Na eye nyansamu nimdia afewiasi.
But the world was created by a God of miracles.
Hallelujah. Nasu seria si wonyame bi otumi anwanwade e na oboye.
Logic has taken over the world.
Na say yetna si adwin bibi ye de yenyansa to ho na fawiase.
That is the order of human beings.
Na sana ni power to akodu.
But God created the world with miracles.
Na wonyame oboyase wo anwanwade.
It is not going to make scientific sense and it will not be logical, but God is a God of miracles.
Hallelujah.
And as he shows up, he is going to work a miracle.
Onyame onyame oyɛ oyɛ nwanwade na oyɛ nu ho adia
Get ready for a miracle. Miracles are ingrained in God's dealings with every human being. He is a master of contradictions. That is why he takes the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and he takes the weak things of the world even to shame the things that are strong, and he takes the unlikely people even to provoke to anger the people who believed in themselves and made an agreement with God. God, the God of miracles, comes upon the scene and he defies everything. He is such a master that he doesn't need a wise person in his hand. He is such a master that he doesn't need somebody who has got a correct background in his hands. Because he is a master. Give him your circumstance, which is disqualifies you, and see him mold your life and mold that circumstance to reveal that he is alive. As long as God shows up, anytime rather God shows up, miracle is bound to take place. Take miracles out of God's dealings with us and there is no God. Take miracles out of the New Testament and we don't have Jesus Christ around. He came to introduce and show us the workings of God. It's all against nature. It's a miracle. And we have a God who has styled this world with miracles. Let me show you something in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 11. The wise man, he's so wise, and he thought that by logic and science and maybe analysis and all that, he could arrive at the answer. But this is what he arrived at. He says, I returned and saw under the sun among men that the race is not to the swift. Now that is a paradox in itself. Because if you are fast, you must win the race. But he says that no, I saw wisely under the sun that the people who make it and impact the world intellectually are the people who are told when they were in school that you are dull, that you cannot make it. And so he said that I looked at history, I looked among men, and I saw that the race is not for the swift. And the battle is not for the strong, neither bread to the wise, nor yes riches to men of favor, nor men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill. But he says, but time and chance happens to them all. I will tell you something. Time and chance are the only thing that did not fall into the devil's hands when the whole of the earth fell. God is still the God of the times and the season. That is why those of us in this part of the world must not look at our history, must not look at our ancestry to write ourselves out. He is a God of miracles, and he is rising up on our case. He is getting up on our case, contrary to logic, contrary to economic analysis, contrary to scientific whatever, contrary to experts' views and consultants and all that. I want you to understand that the God of miracles is the one who is apportioning the opportunity and the time.
Hallelujah. Nia woman say we are saying woman with the computer to a bibia to me aye. Now so we are the computer as you shall we yari mumponu. Now you see any that swanu hono nyami bemwano wa daneno. Na niye u ya see nye ye pona wa ya ma ye ye. Na when you nyami aya sum na or man yo ma ye wuni se nye shi ye bibi. Would ya fa wotibiana wo see nye no famo no nyame. Na sha se no no nyame ne bed danin ama kwa ye ye dia mao. And yo ma ya si muni bino nyame fa di ye ni ye. Na no no nyame de fa edi mani pa wuso nu yo nyame. O ken kan Ecclesiastes I was say. Emrikan enye ni ano huo harinu ene wademano. Obi tumi kwa emrikanu enye mozipu. Nani ya wawi ni wabe chwa mwako. Udu traffic light. Awu kaa tu dis kaa ni ya fine. Uspaki ya naka. No kulampi na we chwa huna wabe senko. E tumi si. Ena ni ano huo denu. Enye anuno tumi diya kwa eme odi mkunim. Ube hu macho. Na kwa tawabwani na kakrebi na wadafomdi. Sana wanyami tumi ya nadie. Eno timi nshenye wuhu ni nefe susu winyami no. Oyo nyami ya wasu. Na watumi ya adia nipa entumi nti asie. Eno tifa wuhusa. Uha ninyina asisabra. Na fama sanyami. Ni asumpo na ya no penu wadaneno.
I want you to know whatever problem you have, God will solve it for you. Don't be afraid of the problem. It can be around. It doesn't matter. God will still work for you.
Hallelujah.
Because you see, Ecclesiastes 7:14 puts it in a certain manner that God has set prosperity and poverty and adversity side by side. It's a paradox, so that no man can find anything after him, so that he will still be God.
Hallelujah.
He will still be the God of miracles.
Hallelujah.
He will still be the God who intervenes in our circumstances.
Hallelujah. Now, when you made the yedi ni ohi atunchen abebrese eni ahunju atunchen ameni chini pe ni na behu so yewa anhu na utreka krabi pe away na so nyami a yedi ni na se behu se oyo nyami.
It is well with you.
Dear,
I said it is well with you.
Amen.
It is well with black people everywhere.
Amen.
Wow, it is well with black people everywhere.
Yes, oh.
Wow, we are doing like Isaiah, very bold. It is well with black people everywhere.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We will not just go round and round and round and round. We will go specific.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because God deals with us on the basis of grace.
Yes.
It does not mean, ladies and gentlemen, that it's not good to be swift. It's not good to be strong. It's not what the Bible is telling you is that it is not that thing that gives you the victory. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And then verse 6 to 7, very popular. It says that for God, who commanded, oh my God.
Forgive, mercy.
Hey.
Hey.
Are you looking into your Bibles? Wow.
Wow.
God. For God. My God. What a mighty God you are.
Hallelujah. Hey.
God.
God.
Commanded light. To shine out of darkness. What a contradiction. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the beginning of the world. Genesis Hallelujah. Chapter 1, when he Hallelujah. Said, let there be light.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says that he looked at the darkness. And God said, darkness, let light come out of darkness. So the Bible says the same God has shined in your heart. And he says that it is through Jesus Christ that you have this ability in your heart. Says that this ability is a treasure. There is an excelling power in it. It is a power that is at work in us, through which God does exceedingly abundantly above our imagination.
Hallelujah.
He just flows our imagination.
Hallelujah.
He says that power is inside of you. He showed it first when he got to the world stage, Genesis chapter 1 verse 1, and he said that let there be light. He commanded light out of darkness. He says that we have the same light inside of us, the same ability inside of us, that we can look at a dark situation and command light. Come out of darkness. You can look at your negative situation and you are not moved by the negative. You view the negative situation, the poverty, the sickness, and you say that healing, come out of the sickness.
Hallelujah.
Didn't God bring healing through the wounds of Jesus? He looked at his wounds, his sicknesses, and he said, healing, come out of the sickness. The Bible says that by his wounds,
yeah, healed.
By his wounds, healing come out of wounds. Healing is commanded out of sickness.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Light is commanded out of darkness. Riches is commanded out of poverty.
Yeah.
That is why you don't look at your poverty and let it freeze you. It rather must let you go into action with that power that is at work in us.
Hallelujah.
Oh, it works inside of us. That is why we can look upon all the corruption in Africa and we can talk as if we do not know what is going on. We know what is going on. I know better than some of you. I tell you. Don't let me say some things. But in spite of that, I know that God is able to prepare us a table in the presence of our enemies.
Yes.
Right there. And it becomes a contradiction. Now, there is corruption, but there is prosperity.
Yeah.
There is sickness, and there is healing.
Hallelujah.
I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, God, by the cross of Jesus, by the cross of Jesus, everything you desire is coming into your life.
I receive it. Now, we share as can cancel my ear, can I was say, when you mean now, Wama can efi sumu bayan. San Yamina masa can efi sumu bayan be etiemu. Nasa can etiemu dia. And you know, you need how bea. Obisi say, how one to one, you want to me who on Yamene Cassie. Say, Yaria Mawa, Oba Bompire, say Yamin Sawyare. Oh, here, Mawu, Nemenema, oh, she shasa ubenya sikada. As I saw Bikasa, you was car, won't ya see? Now, Mamma said, what did he had da? And then now, Ben was a sika who here. And not in your Yamima, look who quire now, a buyer soon in a mono. Or he shasa, sa kind now, or no Edia Maya, ne way mono. Ye bet to me, Yakasa, etia san, your mana, and quire when Yamia quire, or your brabo mono. A mania when Yamme per se, or Yan were to me, aye. And not as I offer how be moi. On ya. Akasa wube ye di na washa haono. Na waka wanyamia samna e botra niya ufa sumu wakanguso. Na onyami tumia ye hanya wa umunu. Ebe masadi ya nabem. Yenya yarisa wa Kristo nekrum. Na esumu musunu onyami ema e haibaye. Eti nyaya kandisa tibia na ufa muna usi enyanu. Shasa tibia ni di men yintum men huwa 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 mnemom shasa tibia ni di nakambi bipebi efe sa tibia mwena senwa nyamiyama utumi eni haiwa umuno ebe tumi asisa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
My faith has found a resting place.
Oh, yes.
A place where I will not be moved anymore. When I look at the bad circumstances around in our society, in my family, in my life, my faith has found a resting place.
Hallelujah.
His wounds is pleading for me. I do not have to be perfect before God does it for me.
Yeah.
I do not have to be perfect before I believe it for my people.
Yeah.
We as Africans do not have to be perfect before God blesses us.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you.
Lord, I lift your name.